There we go. Hello. Good morning. This is Jennifer. This is the Dwelling Richly Bible Study, and I'm glad you're here. We have been here together for quite a while. Those of you who just jump in and follow the videos, it feels seamless to you. But if you join us live, it's been a long break, and we are now just getting back started into our regular live weekday Bible studies. And today we're getting into Hebrews chapter 8, picking up where we left off from chapter 7, of course. And so if you're joining us here live on Facebook, 7 a.m. weekdays is when we're at LMCC Women on Facebook. Or you're catching us later on YouTube, on my Jennifer Richmond YouTube channel, or maybe you are on the Dwelling Richly podcast. Either way, I'm glad you're here. And don't forget to subscribe and hit a like, love, smiley face button there on Facebook. Don't forget to subscribe on YouTube. Hit that little subscribe icon down there on the YouTube channel and the little bell that'll give you notifications. It'll tell you that we are whenever I post new content. And same thing goes for the podcast. You know what? Podcast is really helpful. If you go on podcast and listen and share the podcast or give us a review through iTunes, that helps us get the word out. And other people, it'll push us up, you know, like in the rankings where people can see the podcast more easily. I know you're all looking at my mug. Of course, except for the podcast people, this is my WIA mug, my Women in Apologetics mug. And so shout out to Women in Apologetics. We had a great conference. Got to hear from some of the most amazing leaders in women's apologetics right now. Mary Jo Sharp and Jean Jones, Natasha Crane, so many amazing women. So shout out to all of them who've led the way for us. And we had a great conference at Biola this last weekend. And I got the first inaugural WIA mug. Glad they made it in purple. All right. Well, today we're going to be beginning, like I said, Hebrews chapter 8 together. We kicked that off last night with our study going back through chapter 7. So let's walk you through the study. There it is. I want you to listen to last night's talk, very powerful talk through chapter 7. And so if you haven't already listened to that, you're going to want to do that later on. I'll be sharing that again this morning at our morning Bible study. But here we are in lesson 8 of Hebrews. And we had our small group fellowship time, of course, last night. Great time with the gals. And want to make sure you guys know that this lesson is also uploaded on our, my brain just skipped a beat there. this lesson is uploaded on our La Mirada Christian Church website. You can go there and download it yourself and get this to print out, or you can just follow online and some of you pick it up at Bible study. What you'll find in there is the opening is the lesson 8 overview, as you see on the screen here. This will give you a great check list as you go through the lesson and give you some instruction as you do the lesson on your own. Those of you who are targeting with us and tracking along and doing the lessons with us live as we go through, right now we're in January, and there's a fifth week in January, and so as a result of that, it gives us a three-week span of time in between chapter 8 and chapter 9. What's interesting is chapter 8 is the shortest chapter, and chapter 9 is one of the longest, but so we have the long break of time between our studies with this really short chapter. So as you can see here on the screen, I've given us 4 days to go through chapter 8. Our read and write through will be today, of course. Tomorrow, Wednesday and Thursday and Friday of this week, we'll take 3 days just to go through chapter 8. And then what we're going to do, since we are still coming off of Christmas and our long break, and some people are joining the Bible study for the first time, this is a perfect opportunity for us to go through and review Hebrews. And those of you who are joining the study for the first time, this is a great opportunity for you to feel like you're not just thrown in the middle of this really challenging book, but you're going to be able to get the background. We're going to do one day at a time of each chapter. Now, normally we take 2 weeks to cover one chapter really in depth and really plumb the depths of that chapter, the content, the background, get into the Greek, the Hebrew, and understand things better. But for our study and review, we're going to do it in one day. So I've taken through each chapter and written questions that will help you to move through, help you review the memory verse, and, of course, continue to memorize our verse from chapter 8 as well. So we'll go through one review chapter a day. And like I said, we have 3 weeks. Come back to me. My page just went away. There we are. One chapter a day. And so this will be about a 14-day study. It's 21 days between now and our next Bible study. But this will give you plenty of wiggle room. If you miss a day, you won't feel like you're falling behind. Hopefully that's helpful to you. And then we have a really unique create and share day coming up. Embedded into each day of the Bible study is an opportunity for you to draw and write and be creative. You know, use that right brain and really think and love God with the way you like to in terms of creating. And then the last day of the create and share will be where you're going to get together, because on day 12, you're going to do your own Bible study questions through chapter 8, give you an opportunity to think about chapter 8 in a different way by actually creating the study questions for yourself. And then get together with your Bible study group and go over the questions from each other. Maybe you can send them to one another ahead of time, take turns answering the questions there, and then meet at some point, get together, and go over those questions together. All right. So there you are. And that brings us to day one. Our memory verse for this session is always going to be at the top of your lesson page, and we're doing Hebrews chapter 8 verse 6 for our memory verse this time around. And then on the very first day of every time we do a lesson, we read through the chapter and then we write the whole chapter, so that by the time we're finished with our study through Hebrews, you will have written the entire book of Hebrews. Isn't that exciting? Yay. And then those of you, again, who are jumping in, you can use some of the review days, the time you have in there, to write each chapter as well. So you'll feel like you're part of what we've been experiencing through this. I want you to connect with us and be able to wrap up at the end of April, really having nailed it down in Hebrews. All right. So introduction here on reading and writing through the book of Hebrews, and then here's your instructions for today. Today we'll read Hebrews chapter 8, and again, if you haven't read chapters 1 through 7, you're going to get a chance to do that this week. We're going to write Hebrews chapter 8, so I'll close this podcast, and you'll have the time then on your own to write chapter 8. If you haven't written chapters 1 through 7, it'll be a great experience for you to go back through and make sure you've done that, and then write and memorize our verse, which is verse 6 of chapter 8 this week. We love to share on social media with you after you finish writing something, reading something, #coffeemug, right, on Instagram or whatever. But share that. It's a great way for us to connect and feel like we are doing our Bible study together. I love seeing your pictures on Instagram or Facebook. You can find us at LMCC Women on either one of those. And then use the hashtags Radiant Bible Study, LMCC Women, and Dwelling Richly. Those are the three hashtags we use to pull all of our pictures together. And then you can hashtag with whatever else you want. I've been hashtagging coffee mug also to share with that. All right. Are you guys ready? Let me move over to the Bible page that has Hebrews 8. Let's pray. Let me drink some more water and dive right into Hebrews 8. Okay, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you today for a beautiful day, for just a chance to be in your word together. Thank you for technology. Thank you for this opportunity that we have to connect over the waves and to be together through your word. And right now we come before you in Hebrews 8 and ask that you would just give our mind the clarity that we need to read, understand, pull things together. Help us to begin to grasp what you want to have to teach us through this chapter. Bless our time right now. We ask just for the blessing of those who can't be with us today. We have friends who are not feeling well and going through treatments, just a lot going on in lives. We're going to lift up those women to you who love you and are going through so much in their health. Bless their bodies, give them full healing and recovery, and bring them home and back to health quickly to your glory. And we thank you for that ahead of time. Thank you right now as you go before us in this study in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, here we go. Hebrews chapter 8. So as usual, I'll be reading from the English Standard Version. I would say 95% of the time, it's the translation that I use when I'm reading the Bible. And I recommend that for the sake of this Bible study, you go ahead and follow along with the ESV. If you use another Bible for study or devotionals, that's fine as well. I've talked at length about different translations, why we use the ESV, when we might use other translations, and I'm actually going to get into that later on in this study in terms of clarity that using different translations can bring. And then also eventually some of you might want to learn to read it in the Greek and understand root words and things like that. So I can recommend that later. But we are reading out of the English Standard Version for our study. So feel free to follow along here on the screen. And whatever you're reading at home works for you, that's great as well. Short chapter today. I think it's only 15 verses, 16 verses, something like that. All right, let me go ahead and get this clicked so I can start. And let's begin. Hebrews chapter 8. Now the point in what we're saying is this. We have such a high priest, one who is seated at the right hand of the throne of the majesty in heaven, a minister in the holy places, in the true tent that the Lord set up, not man. For every high priest is appointed to offer gifts and sacrifices. Thus it is necessary for this priest also to have something to offer. Now if he were on earth, he would not be a priest at all, since there are priests who offer gifts according to the law. They serve a copy and shadow of the heavenly things. For when Moses was about to erect the tent, he was instructed by God, saying, "See that you make everything according to the pattern that is shown you on the mountain." But as it is, Christ has obtained a ministry that is as much more excellent than the old, as the covenant he mediates is better, since it is enacted on better promises. For if that first covenant had been faultless, there would have been no occasion to look for a second. For he finds fault when he says, "Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will establish a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not like the covenant that I made with their fathers on the day when I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt. For they did not continue in my covenant, and I showed no concern for them, declares the Lord. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, declares the Lord. I will put my laws into their minds and write them on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And they shall not teach each other, each one his neighbor, and each one his brother, saying, 'Know the Lord,' for they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest. For I will be merciful toward their iniquities, and I will remember their sins no more." In speaking of a new covenant, he makes the first one obsolete. And what has become obsolete and growing old is ready to vanish away. Wow. It's difficult sometimes for me just to read through, because I want to stop and dig in and re-examine. And already knowing ahead kind of what verses we're focusing on and where this Bible study is taking us, I'm reading it going, oh, I could have asked more questions about this. We could dig in more here. It's just so rich. So a lot of times what I'll do is what I don't dig into very much during our weekday Bible study is what I'll really teach about when we come together for the teaching time in 3 weeks. I look forward to that. I can look forward to that too, because I love prepping for that and learning more and getting into that. All right. So going back over to our Bible study, at the top here, it says that we're going to be writing the pages. So let me just show you that. On the screen, hold on. Let me do that. I don't know. Oh, yeah, it is. Good. No, it's not. Okay, there we go. Okay. There we go. Multiple page view. All right. So lesson 8, day 1, you can see right there. But if you go all the way to the end, we'll just scroll really quickly through that. If you go all the way through to the end, ta-da. You can see I provided for you blank pages at the back of your lesson. So you can use those pages to write Hebrews. Some people are just writing them in a journal. But I've created these pages here for you. And then just so you know, you can also go online and get those pages on the La Mirada Church's website. In fact, every lesson is available. If you're ever out and about and you want to work on your lesson and you left it at home or whatever, you can just go on the website and you can view it on your smartphone. You can view it on your Kindle. You can, as long as you can access it through the internet, you can download it to any device. And then actually what's interesting about doing it that way, if you download it on a device, all of the links for every single Bible verse listed inside of the study are hyperlinks, which means you can just click on that and it'll open up a screen with the Bible verse there. So you can use the Bible study online and it'll access the Bible verse itself online. So some people have their actual paper copy of that, but they use it online as well to click through and go quickly to the Bible verses, helps you to find them. Want to encourage you to make sure you're using an actual Bible, reading through and getting used to finding the verses in the Bible. In this day of technology, those of you who love to use it, there's a tendency to just use technology and then you aren't good about being really biblically literate in the sense of how the Bible is laid out, which books come where, and finding them on your own. And so I want to encourage you to make sure you still know how to do that. But for the sake of convenience, when you need it, it is handy to have it online, isn't it? All right. Well, God bless you. We're going to wrap it up right here and say our goodbyes. But thank you for being here with me. Make sure you share the lesson today. Get people started. Join this with a friend. You don't have to attend live with us in person when we come together on Mondays or Tuesdays. We'd love it if you can, but I realize not everybody is able to do that. But you are able to join us through the video, either the recording or the live on Facebook. But so share this and get a friend going and say, hey, I'm joining this new online Bible study. We can be together and we can do it together online. And then you can meet up and have your own meetups with a friend. So I'd love for you to do that. So share this. Share it on your Facebook page. Share the link or a picture of yourself on your Instagram page. And share it on YouTube or the Dwelling Richly podcast. All right. And the podcast, by the way, you can find on any podcasting app. Just search Dwelling Richly on iTunes. Same thing. Open up iTunes, go to podcast and find Dwelling Richly. Leave us a good review. Yay. So we can help get the word out. All right. So God bless you. Have a great rest of your day. I look forward to seeing a few of you live in just a minute at our Women's Bible Study that meets on Tuesday mornings. But the rest of you, I will see you back here tomorrow morning live on Facebook, hopefully, and for the beginning of our Chapter 8 study, right, digging in right in. All right, have a great rest of your day. I look forward to seeing you soon. Bye-bye, everybody.